Matches. Today we take it for granted that we can light a barbecue, campfire or picnic stove with a match. In other words, we can have instant fire wherever and whenever we need it. Before the match was invented, lighting a fire was no trivial task. It might involve rubbing sticks together next to dry kindling or using a magnifying glass to concentrate the sun's heat. There used to be sulfuric acid-based matches. One of the earliest matches was a so-called Promethean match, named after Prometheus, the Greek titan who stole fire from the gods and gave it to mankind. This was patented by the Londoner Samuel Jones in 1828. We would hardly recognise it today as a match. It consisted of a small glass vial of sulfuric acid wrapped in paper that had been impregnated with sulfur, sugar, and potassium chlorate. To produce a light, the vial was crushed, sometimes with teeth if you were brave enough, and the paper ignited. The match worked based on the theory that it contained a fuel for the flame and an oxidizing agent. When the sulfuric acid was mixed with potassium chlorate, it decomposed to produce oxygen and also form chloric acid, which reacted to rapidly decompose the sugar. The paper and sulfur acted as additional fuels. The chemical reactions were highly exothermic, releasing enormous amounts of heat energy and hence why these flames were hot. Charles Darwin, the father of the theory of evolution, wrote in chapter 3 of his book, The Voyage of the Beagle, "I carried with me some Promethean matches, which I ignited by biting. It was thought so wonderful that a man could strike fire with his teeth, it was usual to collect the whole of the family to see it." However wonderful, these were not really very practical or safe sources of flame, largely because of the liquid acid. There was also the Lucifer. Samuel Jones was not the inventor of the match. It was the English surgeon-turned-chemist John Walker from Stockton-on-Tees. In the mid-1820s, he was experimenting with combustible materials. One of his sidelines was selling gunpowder to the locals, and he noticed a lump at the end of the stirring stick. Instinctively, he tried to clean the stick by scraping it along the hearth, and the stick ignited. He eventually perfected a mixture containing antimony sulfide, potassium chlorate gum, and starch, which was the source of sugar. Walker called these matches the less than snappy name of sulfurate hyperoxygenata frict, which was soon shortened to friction lights. He started selling these matches from his pharmacy shop in 1827 with 3-inch pasteboard matchsticks and a small piece of folded sandpaper to rub the match along. Walker never patented the invention. Instead, he preferred to pursue his scientific studies. He did not divulge the exact composition of his matches, but called them Congreves, alluding to the Congreves rocket that was invented in 1808. In the late 1820s, Samuel Jones developed Walker's idea into a match he called the Lucifer. The matches were sold in a small cardboard box that you would recognise today. The term Lucifer also appeared in the chorus of the First World War marching song, Pack Up Your Troubles. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. When you have a Lucifer to light your fag, smile boys, that's the style. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the availability of these matches appeared to have led to a significant increase in smoking. Moving on to modern matches, there are two types of modern matches, strike anywhere and safety. The heads of modern strike anywhere matches, which are the ones that can be struck on a piece of sandpaper stuck to the box or on any other rough surface, have the reactants potassium chlorate and tetraphosphorus trisulfide. Safety matches are the ones that can only be struck on the side of the box and therefore safer than the strike anywhere matches. The striking surface for these is composed of powdered glass and red phosphorus and the match head of antimony sulfide and potassium chlorate. When a safety match is rubbed against the striking surface, the friction generates enough heat to convert a trace amount of stable red phosphorus into its allotrope, white phosphorus, which spontaneously ignites on exposure to air and generates more heat. This energy is enough to start the decomposition of the potassium chlorate in the match head, which produces the oxygen needed to ignite the antimony sulfide and start the combustion. In both types of match, the wooden stick is soaked in the solution of ammonium phosphate, a flame retardant, to prevent the stick from burning away too quickly. There are health and safety risks associated with matches and flames, clearly more so with the strike anywhere matches. There's one unfortunate story of a smoker descending a steep path in the Lake District. He slipped on his backside and set off a whole box of strike anywhere matches that he had in his back pocket. The man was unable to sit down for several days. So remember to be careful with matches and perhaps just stick to the safety ones.